Appreciate you guys coming out. Again, this is a big and exciting day for all of us in the organization. There's been a lot of work leading towards this day, a cumulative effort with there'll be our operations, our coaching staff, our equipment staff, our personnel staff. Everybody's been working for this day, transitioning from the off season to the preseason and being excited about going into the regular season. Our players are in a great place. Just watching them in their conditioning test yesterday, as well as just their energy. They're really excited to get back on the football field and to start this 2014 season. And with that, the only other announcements, we've placed two players on PUP, Mike Pouncey and Noshawn Moreno. We put them on physically unable to perform list. Those are other things. With that, I'll open it up for questions.
Dennis, did everybody pass their conditioning test?
Yes.
As far as the PUP list for those two, for Pouncey, was there a question of whether you would put him on PUP or that was considering the hip surgery?
With any decision like that, we're going to consult our doctors and our medical staff, and as we went through there, we thought that was the best designation for him.
You're thinking, I guess, during the offseason, once you learned that Pouncey obviously would not be with you to start the season, you all opted to sign a guy who's more of a guard in college as opposed to a natural center. You're thinking with that, Dennis?
Yeah, we had been tracking Darren College throughout unrestricted free agency, and obviously with Coach Philbin having drafting him back in Green Bay and working with him, he had a lot of knowledge on them. We felt, again, as we always do, we're looking for good football players, and we felt like he was the best available player out there for us that could help with our offensive line. We have a lot of position flexible guys that can fill different positions along the offensive line, so we wanted to get the best player there. We want to get out there and be the best team that we can be, and that's we want to win. I mean, that's what we're all here for, and that's whether our coaches have worked all off season, our players have put in extra time, working hard. Our attendance since off season is as good as I've ever seen in my 18 years. Almost 100%, and so that indicates that the players' mindset is they're about winning, and they're about doing what it takes and paying the price, sacrificing what they need to sacrifice to have that winning effort, and that's what we're all about here.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Does anything but the playoffs a failure for this season? Does it have to get playoffs for a successful season?
Again, we're here to win, and that's what our team, that's our focus, and the next step in that is our training camp, and that's what we want to put in the time to gel as a team, to find out more about our team, and to find out more about our players, and to grow together. Obviously, we have a lot of new additions that have went through our offseason together with our OTAs and minicamp, but now it's another opportunity to continue to grow together through our training camp.
Having five new starters in the offensive line is not the ideal situation. What level of concern is that? But that's going to be the case.
Well, obviously, we like a lot of the players that we brought in. We brought in Brandon Albert, who's a Pro Bowl left tackle, Shelly Smith, Darren College, who we referred to later. And we've had a lot of younger guys that have stepped up and have a great offseason. So we're excited about the group and what they're going to be able to accomplish. And again, with the offensive line, it's a unit. So their work, they're interdependent on each other. And so, building that cohesion of that group is, what we're here at training camp to do.
Moreno's situation on the PUP and his knee injury a setback for the competition at running back?
We have a lot of competition even before we signed Noshawn Moreno. We feel like we have a really good group. I know Noshawn's anxious to get out there and compete, and as he's doing a great job with the rehab, the surgery went well, he'll be out there and ready to compete, and we'll go from there.
Have you told your thoughts on Deion Jordan's suspension? Also, what does he have to do moving forward?
Well, we spoke about Deion's. Obviously, Deion's released a statement, apologizing. We're disappointed in that, but, Deion's going to be out there. He's going to be out there competing. He's going to be out there growing. He's going to be out there learning through training camp. And then he's, when the suspension comes, he's going to serve his suspension. Look, this is a new group of players. Last year was last year. We were focused on this year, and our players have done an outstanding job. We've emphasized you know, a lot of things, and you know, there's been great communication, great respect of our team. You know, we have always talked about being a good teammate, and that's what our guys have. That's a group of men that we have here that did an outstanding job through this offseason, through this OTAs, growing together, communicating, and we really like our locker room and the guys that are in it and what they bring.
Have you talked to Mike about whatever happened at his birthday party? Are you satisfied with what you heard in that conversation?
With any time that one of our players is potentially involved in any situation, obviously we communicate that, whether it be with Coach Philbin, myself. Yes, we have communicated with him. There's an ongoing investigation. We can't comment on that further.
Think about
like the traditional kind of hazing, the haircuts, that kind of stuff. I mean, are you going to still allow that to go on?
Again, we talk to our players about being good teammates, respecting each other, and that's what we're about. And that's, you know, that's our overarching principles of, you know, respecting our teammates and being a good teammate. And that's what we emphasize to our players, and that's the kind of guys we have on this team.
All right, a couple more.
Ryan Tannehill's offseason, what he's done to get better?
Yes, obviously with Ryan, a new offense, and we've really seen a lot of growth. You saw it on tape last year, growth from the previous year. Continue to see it through the offseason. That's what our expectations are, him continue to grow in this offense and grow as a player. You know, usually quarterbacks in the third year, you really take that next step, and that's what we're expecting. And Ryan's spending a lot of time this offseason working on all aspects of his game, and we really saw growth in there, and we're really excited about his 2014 season.
Dennis, what areas of the team do you feel best about right now?
The guys, the people in that locker room. As you, whether it be watching them interact when it comes to conditioning, whether you're watching the veteran players take young players under their wing through the OTAs and the mini camps, you just saw the team, the energy, the commitment that these guys are willing to do what it takes to win. That's what I'm excited about.
All right, last one here.
What makes you believe that the fans should be convinced that this season will be different than what they've seen the last decade?
When they see our players, when they come in here, that's the great thing about training camp. And, you know, as the fans get a glimpse of what we're doing here, whether it be offensively, defensively, special teams, and get to interact with our players and see what they can do. And, you know, we're really excited about this team and what they're going to be able to accomplish.